Well, we're sure now that the holiday season is upon us. We have Christmas music all day today, and we're welcoming John Norris this morning, representing the Clearview Christmas Tree Farm and the Heritage Barn event venue. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie. It's a pleasure to be with you, and as always, a pleasure to be with you, John.
Glad to have you, John.
So here's my first question. Have you been busy?
You know, people ask, a lot of people say, you know, what do you do? I have my furniture business, but the Christmas trees, you know, I sell Christmas trees. So, well, what do you do the rest of the year? I work on Christmas trees.
Yes.
It never stops.
Right.
It gets very intense. Usually the key points are right after Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
and then Halloween.
Okay.
You know, the list goes down and gets tighter and tighter.
Yes,
So yes, we are very busy. We've got some new things going.
Mm-hmm.
We are reopening the Red Barn,
yes.
which is where we started. We are still in the White Barn is our main entertainment unit, and it's our center of operations. But we're having some other things in the Red Barn, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
We will, yes, yes. But opening weekend is upon us.
Yes, it is. Day after Thanksgiving will be the 23rd this year. Coming right up. In fact, I believe that would be next Friday, week from today.
It certainly is. Certainly is. So people can come out and visit the Christmas Tree Farm.
They can.
As soon as next week.
Yes, we would love to have them. In fact, we're having some people who are very, very anxious and can't wait, so we're having a few customers. But basically, our official opening is the 23rd. We'll open at 9 to 5. We'll have a large selection of trees. We are, because we're members of the Indiana Christmas Tree Growers, we work as a unit throughout the state. If we're needing some trees, we have other growers that have them. So if they don't find what they want out in the field, we have pre-cuts, a large selection there as well. So, and all the other bald trees and other things we'll be talking about.
And we've talked about this, John, for a lot. And a matter of fact, Johnny and I just mentioned it earlier as we're talking about wonderful ideas for Christmas gifts, experiences.
Yes.
And this whole Christmas tree farm coming out to where you are, coming out as a family, even an extended family.
Absolutely.
And spending the day out there, and you know, it's a great experience.
We are not the only ones. There are many tree farms who the list goes on, and the stories are heartwarming. People are almost crying. I remember doing this with my grandmother.
Yes.
Some families say, this is the only time. The kids say, are we going to the tree farm?
Mm-hmm.
This is the only time we get together. And if I may be so bold to say, you know, this is not this is what we wish for everyone. Yes, we have to be open, and we have to sell trees and make money somewhere.
Yeah.
But the experiences of the family are just, that's what really makes it. And I think of that over and over again. How many times does a family say, oh, I can't wait to go to a commercial store,
yes.
and buy an artificial tree?
Right.
Doesn't happen.
No.
But the family does gather around mm-hmm. that live Christmas tree, and it's a special meaning.
Yeah, and so anyone out there that's looking for a unique gift or something to do, I don't think it makes a difference where you are, whether you have young kids at home or you're a grandparent or where you are in that family lifespan, you know, start a tradition
you look forward to as a family, as a family unit.
Exactly.
And as you said, that family unit may go far beyond just the siblings.
Right.
It's the adopted family too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So you're opening next Friday, a week from today, and then you have your annual festival
right.
scheduled the first week in December.
It's always very exciting and a real challenge to improve each year. Of course, we're going to have Giant 95 with us, and they will be on that morning on Saturday. It will start on the 1st and 2nd mm-hmm. of December, yes.
Yes.
And we'll get open 9 to 5 each day.
Okay.
They will be there with the live broadcast in the morning, and we will have entertainment going on all day. We have many Shelby County and area artists,
mm-hmm.
and we say artists, not vendors. They are showing their own wares. These are things they've made, things they do, And it goes from everything from stained glass to pottery to jewelry to woolen items, both alpaca and regular wool, soaps, and many, many other things.
The uniqueness of what you have to offer on that, that festival.
It is a great variety of things, so they can come out and do some shopping, looking around. They can actually go out and pet the alpacas.
Oh, boy.
They will be out visiting with the folks. We take them back as we do all season, to our field, and they can pick the tree. We cut it for them. They pick it, but we help them out so that they don't have to worry about
that.
That's
nice, yeah.
And then we bring it back up. We shake all the loose needles off. We drill it. Our stands take a pin, and so it sets on that, and it makes it simple to set up. There are other stands similar to that. And then we bale it for a small nominal fee. And then we put it on their car. So it's really a hands off. They can be as involved as they want to be, or we do the whole thing for them.
That's great.
And just an amazing, the folks that help us are just awesome.
Yes.
They truly are. And again, this year, some of Rupert's kids will be helping us.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to. They've already helped us unload some of the pre-cut trees that have come in. It's just a real camaraderie that we hope to reach out to the customers and let them be part of the family.
And let's talk about someone that many of us know that is included in your entertainment on, I think, December 1st in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. I'm all shook up. Okay, Johnny, it wasn't my best, but you know.
I'm a little worried now.
Oh,
I'm worried about the rest of the segment.
Oh, Norris is on his way out.
You could recognize that without any other hint, right?
Yeah. Elvis is, no, he's not at Walmart then. He is at the Clearview Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh, great, and that's on December 1st in the afternoon on Saturday.
Right. We have entertainment going on all day, both Saturday and Sunday. Blue River Choir will be there Saturday morning. We're hoping to have a couple other acts. Sunday we'll have a kind of a bluegrass group, and the patchwork quilt. Katrina is involved in that. Some of us have heard about Katrina before, and so she's involved in that group. And so we have a variety of acts. Mm-hmm. They'll be performing throughout the day. The Girl Scouts from Rushville will be singing their hearts out, so we're going to have a good time.
Nice, nice. And then, of course, let's just talk just a minute more about your Christmas trees. Because as we said, we can come out, you can have some great food, you can do some unique and great shopping with these artists that are creating these items, baked goods, live entertainment. It's the first thing that you mentioned was Giant FM.
Right.
And Johnny should be very happy about that.
I will take that gratuity from him later on.
Yes.
Putting that spot in.
But, of course, the Christmas trees. You know, there's some varieties of Christmas trees.
Right.
You're growing them out on the farm. You'll have some pre-cut selections. Talk a little bit, John, if you would, about, you know, you said you open next Friday. Is it too early for me to put my Christmas tree up?
There is, again, different varieties, different species have their uniqueness. The firs are usually considered to be those that will hold their needles the longest,
mm-hmm.
Will stay green. But it doesn't matter what tree they get, they have to take care of it.
Yes.
And this is paramount because we're not just selling trees here. We want the experience when the family takes it home that they can enjoy it the whole season. So we always say, even if it's a cut tree that they know that we just cut, and this is likewise pre-cut, but the fresh cut trees as well. When they get at home, they want to take about an inch fresh cut right off the tree because the creosote in the tree starts healing or covering the cut. So it will not allow water to wick through the tree. So they want to put a fresh cut, put it in the stand, make sure they have a stand that can hold lots of water because the tree will take a gallon of water almost in 24 hours the first day.
Yes.
So they want to make sure that they have a large container that they can put the water in, keep it watered, and they want to make sure throughout the season that the water never goes below the stump, because if it does, again, there might be a little water in there, but if it's below the stump will heal. No matter how much water they add, it will not take it and it will dry out. So it's really not that big a deal. I mean, you water your plants, you feed the dog,
yeah.
Just put it the daily routine to check the water, make sure it stays up above the stump and it keeps fresh water in it, and they'll be fine. As I said, the Canaanes, the Fraser firs, tend to hold their needles the longest. So you can anticipate that will be fine. The Scotch pine, the white pine, usually about 4 weeks in the house is good. Again, doing the same process in taking care of the tree is crucial. Keep it away from a heat source. Like you have a vent or a hot air vent, don't put it right by it. It's just going to dry it out. So you want to keep it away from that and certainly not put it near a wood stove or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, just having humidity in the house is good for people. It's good for the trees.
Yes.
So those are the things you want to be aware of. Now, some people really like a spruce, blue spruce, a Norway spruce. They are beautiful trees. They're a little sticky. They're maybe not quite as friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend them not being in the house more than 10 days.
Okay.
Because they do not hold their needles. So that's kind of the process or the genesis, if you will, of the trees and how long they can be in. Some people are looking for a bald tree,
yes.
A live bald tree.
Yes.
So those two require, I recommend that they not be in the house more than 2 weeks max. Preferably, they say 10 days. You want to, if you buy that tree, whether we actually dig it at that moment, we also have some trees that are in tree growing bags,
yes.
Which is their home for the first 6 years usually. But in any event, whatever type of live tree they would get, they want to, once they get it home, put it in an unheated garage, a protected area, not like out on the front porch.
Okay.
So the wind, direct wind, doesn't get on it. And then it kind of tempers it. Then they take it in the house for their 10 days. And then they take it back out. Now, if they choose to plant it, then have the mulch, have the hole already dug.
Yes.
So that they're not trying to dig a hole in the frozen ground.
Right.
Have that ready, and then they can put the tree in, and plant it. If they wish to wait till spring, that's fine too. But put it in that unheated garage in that protected area. Don't just put it back out on the front porch and hope it will survive till spring, because it probably won't.
Oh, okay. So I could keep it in my garage.
So they can do either way.
Yeah.
But just be aware of those issues, and they'll have great success with their tree.
So if you're thinking about a bald tree, mm-hmm. then
right.
you could go dig the hole now.
Right.
Or, we have some nice weather coming up and get that prepared.
Right.
So when you ease it outside,
mm-hmm.
you probably don't want to take it from the house where it's been warm and heated just right out immediately.
Right.
Should you kind of give it a little time
to temper it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very good. And I'm glad to hear the tip about, so if you have your tree, your cut Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
and it's in your it's in the stand.
Right.
It's been drilled and it's in that stand.
Right.
And you notice it's not taking on water.
Right.
You probably need to just slide it off of there, slice a little bit off, right?
Right. That's why we emphasize in each person that we meet and visit with and that buys a tree, we try, and I try to teach the guys to explain this, because sometimes, okay, they've decorated the tree and they're seeing it's not, and this has happened more than once. They call up and say, it's not taking water. What's wrong with it? Did you put a fresh cut? No. Then they got to take it off. So that's why if you do this up front, it's so easy.
Yes.
But it is absolutely crucial that they get it home, put a fresh cut, put it in the stand, put the water in, and keep the water in it.
Yes, yes. So it can absorb it up into the tree
right.
and be beautiful the whole holiday season.
Right.
Great, great. So glad to hear about that, and reminder of the festival that's coming up December 1st and 2nd. But let's talk about what's new.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
There's lots of things. I do want to just one more thing I want to talk about
yes.
in the trees. We are members of the Indiana Christmas Tree Growers, and I'm very proud of that. I'm past president, and I feel very, very close to that organization. We're really dedicated to having the best quality of tree. Most of us are members of the Indiana Grown group. which means we all dedicate ourselves to the best of the best.
Great.
For Indiana.
Yes.
One of the things we do, though, as an organization is at Christmas time is the Trees for Troops. Almost no one knows about this. It's our kind of hidden thing, but I think is the greatest thing we do. We, Indiana, are the Keystone State. We are the first ones to collect the trees. We are the first ones to send out the trees, not California, not Texas, not somewhere, Indiana. And everyone follows our lead. We send around the world at least 250 Christmas trees to our troops. And it's just, I mean, it gives me goosebumps.
Wow.
I just want people to know that, you know, we're not just in this for the money or the, we want to give back.
Yes.
And this is the best way we can do it. And we've had many, many heartwarming letters from the guys and gals who are serving our country who we're very, very proud of. And this is one way to say thank you.
Just to have that tree in their presence during this
time.
And
in many cases, that's kind of brings home closer.
It does.
It's part of our extended family. So anyway, I wanted to mention that. And yes, we've got a lot of new things coming up. The Heritage Barn venue.
Yes.
We're getting it off the ground. We're talking with people now about not only weddings, you know, weddings and receptions, baby showers, reunions, class reunions.
Oh,
we've already had a couple class reunions.
Yes.
Birthday parties. This barn is the reason why we call it Heritage. It's not just a name we picked out. It is our family heritage. It's the oldest structure on the farm. It's over 150 years old.
Yes.
We can date this because it's hewn beams. And working through the Shelby County Historical Society, the first sawmill was in around 1850. Mm-hmm. And so this predates that. And our farm is a Hoosier Heritage Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that heritage going for us too. And so it's just natural that this is, and we've been working on this barn probably for about 12 I get lost on how many years we've been working on it.
A long time, yes.
But it is still a work in progress, but it's kind of transformed into a special little place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And so we invite future brides to visit with us. They can go online. We have our the Heritage Barn at Clearview is our website. With Facebook, they can Facebook us. And as I said, reunions. It's not just limited to one venue.
Well, it's such a unique venue that you mentioned, like a birthday party or an anniversary or some kind of surprise, you know, mm-hmm. surprise yeah. event. There
and
you go.
We can easily handle 100 people. We have an upper loft area, which is kind of neat.
Yes.
And it's very, it's just, it gives you a good feeling.
Yes. And mostly that facility is available January through October.
Right. That is correct.
Yes, because there's something else that you're doing in
right.
November and
yeah,
December, right?
Right, right. So we want to make it available to those who are looking at these type of items that we could help out with. We'd love to talk with them.
Great. And I understand, too, that you can be very helpful by providing someone that's looking to host a celebration at the Heritage Barn. You can provide a list of providers
right.
that you have experience
these
and connections with.
Yes. These are our preferred vendors.
Mm-hmm.
They are not the only ones available, of course, but these are folks that we personally have had experience with, and we can testify that we know they will do a good job for you.
Yes.
And we feel that this gives more openness. You know, they don't have to come and you know, it'd be tied to just what we have available. If they have a somebody in their family that does barbecues.
Yes.
They can set up. We've got a nice area in the back. They can set up the barbecue, and then they can have right in there. We have a beautiful setting. In fact, my daughter had her outdoor wedding right there, surrounded by the trees.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful setting.
That
we can have a tent set up, or we can have a bouncy house, or
mm-hmm.
you know, this kind of thing, just right off the back porch.
Yeah, a lot of great ideas.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the possibilities are limitless, right, Johnny?
Yes.
I love it when he comes right in there with that segue.
Yeah.
I know the right answer.
So Clearview Christmas Tree Farm and the Heritage Barn event venue located at?
8451 West, 100 South, and that's Arlington, Indiana. We're actually in Shelbyville, people, or the area. We'd probably come out 44 to Manila and then go north.
Yes.
About 3 miles.
Yes.
And then we also can be visited on, as I said, our websites, ClearviewTreeFarm.com and or the Heritage Barn at Clearview. And the phone number.
Yes,
if
thank
I
you.
May.
Please do.
317-903-9772.
John, thank you for your time this morning. We know how busy you have been, and we're so happy that the holiday season is upon us. Just to remind everyone, Clearview Christmas Tree Farm is opening a week from today.
It is.
You'll be there from 9 to 5, and then your annual festival is on December 1st and 2nd.
Yes.